Thanks, Dave. Good evening, everybody. Glad you joined the net tonight. For barbecue, I like him barbecue sauce guy, and I too love chicken. But number one favorite, but I don't do it often because it's you know, takes too long. It's a lot of work. Through the years, I developed a killer rub, and I make ribs. And also through the years, and we just learned this about 4 years ago, my sister, Kate, developed a killer sauce. And when you put her sauce on my ribs, oh, it's money. But unfortunately, we didn't learn that until, you know, just a couple of years ago. And I'm too old to be starting a business. Or we might have, you know, we might have decided to go into ribs and sauce. Who knows? But yeah, so I think my favorite would be my ribs, my sister's sauce. Oh, I'm a happy guy. And four announcements. I just have one. We are still looking for net control folks. So if you are interested in doing net control, currently if you raise your hand, currently if one person raises their hand, you'll be doing it just once a month. And if, you know, Dave and I are pretty flexible, you know, we've been taking vacations, we cover each other. So we're a team. So if you come along and say, yeah, I want to do net control, then you go on vacation, one of us will take your spot. No worries. And it's a pretty easy task to do. You're just reading the preamble and asking a question. So it's pretty easy to do, but a pretty important task to do and to be in practice for during an emergency. If you haven't done any net control before the emergency, we're probably not going to ask you or want you to do net control during the emergency just because you don't have the experience. You know, there's little pitfalls you can step into, and doing it helps you out. So we're hoping that a couple people will sign up for that. And yeah, just send an email to, I'm going to screw this up. If I screw this up, Dave, please come back. And give the correct email address, arpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. Send an email there, and it's all one word, arpscmacombcounty. I think that's it. I'm bad. If I'm not right, please correct that immediately. All right, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net, Dave.
Not a problem there, Mike, and definitely appreciate you. And, yep, you are correct. It is arpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. And if you're interested, definitely, you don't have to be perfect. We're not looking for perfect. I'm not, you know, I make mistakes and, you know, goof my words up. You know, we've got a script, and I still goof up. So, you know, we're not looking for perfect. We're looking for willingness. We're looking for people that that want to do net control. It is important, and having these nets are important. I like to think of the Thursday net as just kind of a social time that we can kind of get together. It's an opportunity to check our equipment to make sure our equipment works and that we're fine tuning it, and you know, we're getting in touch with each other, and I want to make sure that we're relaxed. I know there's some decorum that has to happen as far as, you know, as far as the net, and it has to, you know, you have to follow a certain certain protocol or a certain way of doing things. But like I said, I'd like for us to be relaxed and you know, obviously be serious when we're supposed to, but you know, there's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong with you know, doing what we do. So But I appreciate Mike, and I appreciate his willingness to be net manager and to do this. And I'm going to break here for time. Stepping outside of the box there and getting things going. We've been running the net here for a year now, and it's been good. It's been we've grown. And that's kind of the part of the reason why the guys didn't get a mass notification system today. I've got to work on something. It's a good thing. We're growing, but with that growth, then comes another step of what we got to make a decision on as far as that notification system there. But good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. And I hope you guys have liked the questions tonight. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, what should I ask? And it's nice to have ham topics, and it's nice to have equipment topics, and sometimes it's just a fun topic, and that's what I wanted to do tonight, is just something fun and enjoyable and relaxed. It's summer, and so for me, I like to barbecue. I will barbecue anything from steaks, burgers. I've done salmon on the grill. Anything barbecue, I will do it because I just love barbecue. And you get a moment, you stop me at a meeting, Thursday night meeting in person, I will show you a picture. I lived up in northern Wisconsin, just south of Iron Mountain, in dead of winter, and it is snowing, and I'm in my shorts and a T-shirt out barbecuing. So I love to barbecue. Appreciate you guys and your willingness to answer that question. Now, on to announcements, on to the good stuff here as well. We've been growing. We've added, we're up to 27 members now. I've had a few contacts on Facebook, ask about what our group is and what we do. I've been able to share that with them, and I know there's a gentleman that's looking at potentially getting his ham radio license. He was asking me how to do that, and so hopefully he'll be able to follow up and get his license and then potentially have another member join us. So it's good. I've been working on a membership manual. I want to hand those out here for you guys eventually in one of the monthly meetings when they're ready. It'll be a hardcover book. And it'll have your task book. You can be able to put your task book in it and take notes and different things. But it'll be a good quick reference for you guys. So if you need to refer to something, whether it be a protocol or storm or something like that, you can go to that book. It'll be super easy to get to. So that's a couple things I'm working on here for us. Mike is working on getting a 205 for us. We're going to be working on getting some backup channels here. We got to recertify some things, redo some things as far as our backup channels. Certain frequencies work better than others, and now there's newer repeaters that are out there. So once that's solidified, we'll get you those frequencies, and that way you guys will have those plugged into your radios and be ready to go. I know the important ones, the backup. We obviously need to make sure we've got that backup in our repeater. That's why the preamble of the net, we'll tell you, hey, we need to have these channels programmed in. So highly recommend that. If you need those channels, I can always send those to you via email. Feel free to reach out to me, and I'll get those to you. And then, we're plugging along. Let's see here, the 19th, that'll be our next in-person meeting. And so looking forward to that. And again, understand if you got a family event or if you got a vacation planned, just let me know. Hey, I've got something going on that night, and I wish I could be there or, whatever. Just let me know, and I'm going to try something out. I found a way to record the meetings, so you might get an audio recording of the meeting later on. So just let me know if you're unable to make it. We'll try to get you an audio version of it. But highly recommend you guys coming out to these meetings. I'm happy to see the growth and the amount of people that show up, the guys that show up, they're faithful, and the new guys that have shown up. It's been good. It's been really good. So mark your calendars down. July 26th, I'd like to aim for that as a fox hunt day, where there's more to come on that. Mike and myself, if I can talk today, we're going to meet up here. We're going to kind of discuss some things in regards to the fox hunt. Looking forward to it. Lance Crews, Amateur Radio Club there, they do the fox hunt. They're very proficient at it, and so we're going to have somebody come in from their group and kind of explain things and show us how things work. And Mike, let me break here and let me give you the opportunity. I know you took a little bit of time here last night. Go ahead and maybe explain things here if you got a moment there, Mike, and what we're to look forward to here for the Fox on NABDZ.